Robert Carlyle, welcome back to Radio 1.
Thank you very much.
It's when they said you were around, it was like that, yes! A nice familiar face and voice to have back on. Let's talk about the new series, first of all. Yeah. Stargate Universe. I didn't take you as a sci-fi.
You took, right? No, I never was a sci-fi. When I was a kid, I used to love Star Trek, Doctor Who and all of this. I mean, I can confess now, I've never seen Star Wars, in actual fact.
What?
Science.
Leave the studio.
No, how dare you be in a sci-fi show? No, I missed it. I missed it at the time for some reason, and I kind of grew to hate it as I got older because everybody loved it so much, you know. And I've still yet to see it. So, not the greatest science fiction fan, however. I like the genre, for sure.
Did you see Sunshine, the Alex Garland? And that was
absolutely an
incredible piece of film, that.
Danny.
Beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. It is like watching a film. I saw the first episode, and the quality of it and the tenseness of that first episode is just incredible. And great way of setting up the story and the characters. You play Dr. Nicholas Rush.
I do.
What kind of doctor are you?
Kind of doctor. He is a scientist. He is the chief scientist of the kind of Stargate world, and he has been put to work on this thing to open up the Stargate's ninth and final chevron. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Propels them through the gate to this address in the ninth chevron against their wishes. And it turns out that it's in fact an ancient spaceship. No one knows how to work it, how to steer it, and they don't even know where they are in relation to Earth. And then Rush tells them, and by the way, there's no chance of ever coming back.
Wow.
And when I first read the scripts, that was the thing that drew me to the part.
Yeah.
I thought, what kind of mind is that that doesn't ever want to come back?
How did you cope with the jargon of it? Because it's like... It's
a technobabble.
Is that what you call it?
That's what I call it.
I've technobabble.
I am king technobabble now. I had this line, the very first line in one of the scenes, I think it's in episode 3 or 4, and I walk in and I actually say, orbital insertion trajectory. That's my first line in the scene. It doesn't augur very well when the actor's coming in, no knowing what he's talking about. Seeing a line like that, you know. It means something, apparently.
Yeah, to someone. Sure. We've got a little clip, actually, we'll play it right now. This is from Stargate Universe.
Who are you?
Dr. Nicholas Rush. May we come in?
Why?
You just spent a great deal of time recently playing an online fantasy game called Prometheus.
Big Brother's got nothing better to do.
Last night, you solved the Dakara weapons puzzle.
What made you want to do this? What made you want to get involved in the Stargate thing, first of all?
First thing I said was, look, I'm really flattered, but why do you want me to do this? Are you sure you've got the right guy? They said, well, that's kind of exactly why we've came to you, because we're trying to do something different. So that was interesting, and the more they spoke, the more I realised why they were going for me. So suddenly Stargate had opened up, the idea of it opened up to me. But I suppose the reasons for making that jump, there's other bigger reasons, and for me, I've found it increasingly tedious over the past 2 or 3 years with the state of independent film in Britain, to be perfectly honest with you. It's very sad. It pains me to say this, it pains me to talk like this at all. And I did 2 movies a couple of years ago, one called Summer, one called I Know You Know, which is going to be released in December, in fact. And I mean, to date, they've been seen by about 25 people. And I can't do it anymore, Edith. You know?
Yeah.
I kind of done that now. And you look at the comparison to something like this, Stargate. We went to the comic convention in San Diego.
Comic-Con, yeah.
Nuts. crazy thing.
You look down the list of the stuff that you've worked on. It's an amazing career. Now, there are certain things for you that if we did a kind of This Is Your Life, Robert Carlyle, that the ones for you that kind of really stand out as being pinnacle points in that career, up to date anyway.
I guess it's Trainspotting will always be one of the highlights in my career, if not the highlight.
Yeah. Really,
because you had the cast, the crew, the production, everything.
Yeah.
It was just the full package. And it's very difficult to get all those elements. And they all just came together at the right time. I enjoyed that film as a single performance, I think, Summer, in actual fact.
Yeah.
One of the most recent films that I did.
Won a Scottish BAFTA last year as well.
Yes, indeed. And I'm very proud of that film.
Mm. You played such a great Bond baddie.
I tell you what, it was fantastic. It really was. It was like being part of history in the Bond film. One of the most amazing things that happened to me in a Bond, I'll just tell you, when it was actually one of my first days filming, and we were filming in the 007 stage, which is like Hampden Park. And we're walking in the door, and it's so big, the guy in the door's playing his radio. He can play it. He doesn't even turn it down. It's so big. And as I was getting in, it was Robbie Williams' Millennium song.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of that, I had the John Barry theme. That was what was playing in the morning in the dawn. Hair in the back of my neck. So that was, oh, this is crazy.
I'm here.
I'm a Bond baddie. I'm doing it.
Do you go to the cinema? Are you still a film fan? Do you make sure you?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of kids' films recently. I'm sure you'll be following the first steps very soon.
What was the last thing you saw at the cinema for you though?
Monsters and Aliens. Absolutely.
When you're not taking the kids, what are you
when
like?
When I'm not taking kids. I plan to go and see District 9.
I've got a list of, we like to do this with people we have in, just to see what the first word springs to their head when we mention
dangerous
colleagues that they've worked with in the past.
Very dangerous.
It can be. Let's start off with Pierce Brosnan.
Fantastic. Gentleman.
Denise Richards.
Mm-hmm.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo's an alright. He's alright.
Ewan McGregor.
Like Ewan a lot.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, I go on fine meal. Yeah. I go on fine meal. That's all I'm saying.
Meatloaf. See, the first thing that I would say would be man boobs. Moobs would be the first thing that I'd say.
I would say loud.
Okay.
Would be my word.
Yeah, okay. Last thing we're going to do before we bid you farewell for now, and please come back and talk more with us whenever you feel like it. Going to get you to pick a track. It's three classics from three things that you've worked in. You've got to pick one of them. From the film Monty, we've got Hot Stuff, Donna Summer. From The Beach, I chose this one. I love this song. Yeki Yeki, Mori Kanti.
You remember it, there you go.
Yeah, 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 come on, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's brilliant. Okay. And then that's from Trainspotting, it is so hard to pick one track from that soundtrack, but since we're asking you to pick a track from that, I would probably be lynched by our listeners if we didn't choose Underworld and Born Slippy.
I think it's going to be the one, really.
Yes!
They used to play that when I walked into clubs. You know?
We'll play it as you're leaving, as your exit music then.
My exit music.
6th of October, Sky One is when Stargate Universe is hitting the screens. Robert, thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
It's lovely to see you again.
Always
take
nice
care.
To
thanks. Cheers.
All the best.